have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
are listening in. I want to say hi to all of you, the listeners that are listening in. I am praying that we got in our synopsis and all that we are doing. But I want to say hi to all of you that are listening in and that are taking their time to listen to the Destiny Podcast. There's nothing like having joy in the midst of sorrow. There's nothing like having joy in the midst of sorrow. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. I want to say hi to each and every one of you. I want you all to be encouraged today. There is a word from the Lord, and truly, he loves us each and all. I am excited about today. I'm excited about what God is going to do and how he's doing what he does. Have you ever sat up and thought about, man, when you were born, when you were conceived, all of the things that you've been through in your life, all of the things that you may face, all of the things that you have to go through and go to, there's something about the power of God. There's something about him showing forth his mighty works in your life. No matter what you faced and what you've gone through, he has been God through it all. Whether you understood him or not, whether you've accepted it or not, he has been and is and always will be all that each and every one of us need. So I just want you to be excited to know that he is going to take care of you. Will you join me in a word of prayer? We have a very special guest on today, none other than Mr. James Boatwright Sr. We're going to talk about his journey, his career, and just to be some of the things I love. I am a girl that loves, I mean absolutely loves, barbecue. We're going to talk about his journey and his faith and what has caused him to be all that he is on today. And I'm so super excited that he's with us. And listen, I want you to be praying. We're going to be praying now. All of your family members and friends in tune with the kingdom and let them know what is going to take place, okay? So let us go into prayer right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask that you will have your complete will and way, that you will show up and show out. We thank you for your vision. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for being in our lives. Forgive us of all of our sins, and thank you for what you've done and what you're about to do. You're a great God. You're a mighty God. We trust you. Come into this podcast, have your divine will and way, and we will thank you forever. Evermore. We appreciate you and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we are going to be studying this week in the book of, you guessed it, Psalms. We're going to be in Psalm 67, and we're going to be talking about petitioning God on today and praising God, petitioning and praising him. What does that mean? Well, let's jump right into it and find out what the Word of God is saying to us on today. In Psalm 67, starting at verse 1, it says this, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. 3, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. 7, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Have you ever come to a place in your life where you know May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Have you ever come to a place where you need God to move and you know that he is in control, but it seems like everything around you is chaotic? What I love about Psalm 67 and its ability to tell us how to trust and depend on God, it first starts off with a petition, and it's asking God for something. It says, God, be merciful to us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. What does that mean? We want his blessing. We want his comforting. We want him to keep us. But it started off with be merciful to us. Have you ever needed mercy in your life? Have you ever done something that you may have known is wrong, or maybe you felt like maybe this just didn't go quite like I expected it to go, but you needed mercy? God in his infinite love will grant us mercy. But it says, be merciful unto us. Think about the time that we're in, the pandemic that we're in. We need God's mercy right now. We need his presence. We need his heart. We need to understand, no matter what it looks like and how bad it may seem, that his mercy is going to endure forever. 2 says that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. To know that his way may be known upon the earth. What is God's way? Is it love? Is it compassion? Is it showing forth his mighty works? Is it doing what needs to be done in a time of crisis? Is he there? Is he consistent? Is he all the things that we read about in the world? When you think about the word of God, do you see him in today? And if not, are you making his way known as a believer, as someone who has accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you one out that's standing on the word, telling somebody else about how good he is, being a witness, standing up for what's right, telling the truth, doing things that are needing to be done that he may be glorified? When someone sees you, is his way known? That is what he's asking us to do, and that is what we should be doing. It says, thy saving health among all nations, not just the United States. How about in Africa? How about in Japan? How about in various places and continents of this world? That the health, his saving health, we need to be saved. We need to be healed. We need to be delivered, and God is there to do that just for us. He said, let the people praise thee. Oh, God, let all the people praise thee. Let me ask you a question. Do you just praise God when things are going well, or do you praise him all the time? I know it's just a trick question. No, it is not. No, I'm really trying to find out, do we only praise him when it seems like everything is going well, or do we take the time that in those very, very heartbreaking moments, in a time where confusion is there, or the time there's this something that just doesn't make sense, to say, Lord, you're still God. You still are God. You reign. There is none like you. Because that's the time when he gets the most glory. When we praise him in a time when our human flesh cannot comprehend what is actually taking place or what is going on, and we stop and we say, listen, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I'm going to praise you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to give you all the glory for what you've done and what you're about to do, what is in my life, my loved ones' life, my friends' life. Hey, how about this? Even in my enemies' life, if you want to be blessed, pray for your enemies. Ask God to bless them. Sometimes people are hurting. Sometimes people are broken, and they don't know how to get to that next place. But you taking the time to bless him, praise him, and pray for others will give him glory. And that is what he's truly looking for in these last days. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth, Selah. Have you ever been to court? I don't know about you, but going to court, it can be a very intimidating thing, especially if you're not one that you know that you're going to come out a winner. When you go into court, you're at the mercy of a judge. You're at the mercy of people who have the outcome of what's going to happen to you in their hands. Wouldn't we want them to judge righteously and govern righteously? Or would you care if somebody that didn't care about you was to make a decision about your life? Could you trust their decisions? On today, God wants us to know we can trust his decision, not just in our lives, in our homes, not just on our block, not just in our city, not just in our state, but across this world, across the nations. We can trust him to judge righteously, even when it doesn't seem like it's fair in the natural eye. Spiritually, he's always working up something that's going to bring him glory, and he's going to do it even though we don't understand the process or the steps. I want somebody to understand that today, that you may be going through something and the steps and the processes just don't seem to add up, but he's yet judging righteously. He's positioning people in their position so they can help you get what you need. Have you ever needed a job and you really knew you weren't qualified, but the person sitting on the other side of the desk had to make a decision? They had to judge righteously. They had to look at your resume and make a decision whether or not you fit. And you knowingly know you didn't fit into that position. And they turned around and gave you the position. That was the glory of God. That was the gift of God. That was him judging righteously and utilizing a vessel. Are you a vessel that he can count on when somebody needs something done, that you won't look at what you physically see, that you will spiritually pray about it? You will spiritually ask him for guidance and direction, and that he will be able to bless their lives because you were able to tap into who he is and what he has to offer. Isn't that what he does for each and every one of us? Do we not recognize how dirty and filthy we truly are, that the Bible says we were created and made from dirt? That means that that is the lowest thing you can think of. Like when you walk on the ground, you walk on top of dirt, you have soil there. But soil in itself is not a bad thing. But in the aspect of dirt, it's something that people clean all the time. They want houses clean. They want vehicles clean, whatever and wherever dirt resides. But he looked at us as that filthy dirt, and he still put breath inside of us. And then he made man a living soul. Then he gave him life. Then he provided for him. Not only did he provide a human physical body for him, he also gave him life and gave him a wife and gave him everything he needed. I need you to understand today, even though dirt is considered dirty, unclean, not worthy, you are worthy in God's sight. I don't know. You may feel like you've lost everything in your heart, in your mind, and maybe you're not where you need to be, but God says you are worthy. He says he loves you. His word constantly confirms to us there's no one that is unlovable in his sight. You might say, I've done a lot of things, Pastor Michelle. You just don't know. I don't think he could love someone like me. You're exactly the candidate. I'm exactly the candidate because there's no good thing in this flesh. So therefore, we are all looking to see him as believers. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. He's looking for praise. Even in the midst of a pandemic, he's looking for praise. He's looking for his glory. He's looking for something that's going to give him joy, even in the midst of all sorrow. What is it that has been sorrowful to you? What is it that has caused you to feel like there is no hope? That's exactly where he wants you to praise him. He wants you to give him all. So just continue to stand firm. Hold fast. Trust God. Believe him in an hour such as this. He won't fail you. He won't let you down. Nothing that can happen will keep us in a position of us not being able to receive his very best when his hand is upon our lives. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. You mean to tell me when I praise him, the increase, I need someone to catch this today, that increase will come. It is only then that increase will come when you begin to praise him and you allow not this natural world, not what you're going through, not the things you've had to face to distract you and tear you down. That increase will come, the Bible says. Then our God, even our own God, shall bless us. Last and not least, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Listen, who wouldn't want to be on a winning team? Who wouldn't want to be in a place where God can get all of his glory because of who he is and what he does? He's great. He's majestic. He's powerful. and he will not fail you. I serve to tell you today, the love that he has for us is undying. The things that he will do for us, it makes no sense. It will be the opposite. Usually if you hurt someone, people want to hurt back. But in God's eyes, we hurt him every day. Sometimes we don't even get up and speak to him. Sometimes we don't give him his due just and glory, but yet he's still waiting for us. He's still saying with outstretched arms, I love you. What am I saying? It's never too late. If you're listening to this podcast right now and maybe you felt like you turned your back on God, maybe you haven't lived to your full spiritual potential, maybe you've got some other things going on, he's saying, I love you. I'm here for you. I won't let you down. I will love you just where you are. So sometimes we feel we got to fix ourselves up and make ourselves up. You can't make yourself up enough for God to love you. He loved you. It's already predicated that he came to save. He came to heal. He came to deliver. So remember in your roughest hour, remember when you think you've missed it. Remember when it just doesn't seem like there's any hope, that he is hope. He is God. He knows everything that happens, how it happens. Sometimes when it seems like things are working against us, so many times, you know, not only technology, different things in life, but he's yet still working. He said all and know this, and we know. All things work together for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Will you remember that on today when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord God will raise a standard up against him? He's watching over you. He has a plan for your life. And if you don't know him, and maybe you've not experienced this God that we just so graciously talk about and that we encourage and inspire someone to know, please by all means know there's room at the cross for you. That you don't have to live in agony. You don't have to live in pain. You don't have to live in a place where you don't feel like you won't have any hope. He's there. And his faith in us, his love for us, is so magnificent. I want to encourage you today to know you can petition him and you can praise him. And when you praise him, he'll get all the glory. And guess what? We'll know when you praise him, because increase, that's the word of God, shall come. It is going to come. He is going to bless us. That's his word. He doesn't turn on his word. He is one that will back up what he says. Have you been in a situation where you've been with someone that can 100% back up what they say each and every time you dealt with them? God is the only one I know that can do that. He knows. And even when things don't work out the way you want them to, he's still God. So I just want to encourage you on this evening, keep looking up to the hills from whence coming your help, all your help coming from the Lord thy God. I know that you are a great God. I know he's a wonderful, wonderful God that cares. He's not going to forget about you, your situation, and what you've gone through. And here's a personal challenge. I am going to say, try him. If you don't know him, try him. See if he's this wonderful God that we talk about from week to week. See if he cares. See if he really cares about you, your family, your loved ones, and everything you're going through. Let me just say, it may not happen overnight. Sometimes we want a genie God. We want a quick and a hurry God. He may not be that for you. Maybe it may take some time, or maybe it may be within your 24-hour miracle. But if it isn't, hang in there. Still trust him, still believe him, and know he's not going to fail you. Know he loves you enough to allow you to walk through your process and your circumstance to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that. He knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for us. But have you taken the steps to petition him, to talk to him, and to believe him for what he says? But while you're petitioning, make sure you're praising. And don't just praise him because you think you're going to get something you want. Praise him because of who he is, what he's done, and what he's about to do. We may never see the scope of everything that he said, but he's promised us. Some of our great-grandparents, you know, you're living on their prayers. They're the ones that prayed that God would keep you. They're the ones that prayed that God would hold you fast. And because of their prayers, you're here today. We can listen to technology. We can hear the word of God go forth. They prayed for those things. Some died. Blood was shed. Some were slaves. Never made it to the place of entrepreneurship or knowing how to do certain things. But here's the thing. You're here today. So we thank God for you on today. We pray that this exhortation has been a blessing and a help to you. We pray that God has strengthened you and that you will find favor and peace in your life. And we trust that he will do just that because he is just that good. He's a great God. He's a powerful God. And he won't forget about. Do you believe him on today? Try him and take him at his word. He's never failed, and he will never fail you. So I pray this exhortation has been a blessing. Please continue to lift up your family, your friends. Continue to just believe him because he will never leave you. People may leave. Circumstances may change, but God is forever the same, and he's waiting just for you. I pray you are blessed. Listen, today's topic today was on petitioning and praising God. But I want to share with you a guest on today. A particular guest that we have today has been a wonderful insight in the entrepreneurial field as a traveling pit master. I met him years ago, but didn't even know him. You know how you cross paths with people and just didn't even know. But we want to introduce to some and present to others none other than Mr. James Boatwright. He's a faith-filled believer. He has a wonderful story. He's a husband, a family man, and he has something to share with you on today. So if you will, let's introduce him and bring him on, Mr. James Boatwright Sr. God bless you.
Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. We're so excited about you being on today. We know that you have a lot that you've accomplished and a lot of things. But listen, you know, we started talking and I said to you, hey, I am a girl who loves barbecue. But
yes,
let's, before we start talking, I put it out there because I do. I just wanted to share with you, I'm so proud of you, St. Louis based, and yet been able to travel across this world. I'm so excited about all God is allowing you to do. Would you share with the listening audience, for those who don't know you, a little about your journey and who you are and where you're going? Because we have a lot to cover in this interview.
All right. Again, I'm James Boatwright Sr., St. Louis, Missouri. Most people just call me BJ or Big J. I definitely have had a journey. Definitely have a story to tell. As I was listening to you speak earlier, it is so true. I could connect with how we said sometimes things are not going to be conducive for what we think should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got to hold on. We still got to keep pressing. We still got to keep thriving and just knowing that what's for you is for you. And one thing about it, sometimes I think about when God, when the Creator has something for you, it will flow to you like water. If it has to flow over, under it, around it, wear it down, but it's going to get to you. If it's for you, it's for you. So I say that tells my story. What is for me is for me. I've gone through a lot of tests and trials to get where I am today. Feel like giving up many days. To be honest with you, sometimes I did give up and had to grab the rein again. It's definitely a journey, but I am thankful, truly thankful, just to be here, just to be breathing, just be living. I know you and I spoke previously, and I told you about how I had a life-threatening situation where I actually, the doctor told me if I probably had another 2 weeks to live if I hadn't got to the doctor when I got to the doctor. So I am thankful for that.
And I thank you for sharing your testimony, because sometimes people can see us and they think, you know, oh, things are going well for them. They see the high points of our life, but they never know the sacrifice of what it costs to be able to be where we are and what we're doing. So let's talk a little bit. Yes, that journey. So we know that you originally were, you know, I got to give my shout out to Riverview Gardens. You know, that's where my passion and heart for community services started. And so I know that you were with them, but I know you have this passion of being a pit master. So let's talk about, how did you get this love to be able to grill? Did you find it was something in the family, or is it something that you just always had in your heart and soul to do?
I'll tell you what. First of all, I do give a shout out to Riverview Gardens. Riverview Gardens has been good to me. I love our kids. I love our scholars. Yeah. They're great. Even the staff, you know. A lot of great things are coming out of Riverview. But to answer your question, I've been around cooking and grilling probably since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. Mm-hmm. You know, watching my dad and my uncles and different ones. It was just a passion, you know, for cooking in general, but especially cooking over fire. I mean, what little boy don't like playing in the fire? And that's the only time you get to play in fire and they'll get in trouble for it. But just was passionate about it. My mom, my dad, they've always cooked. My grandmother, my dad's mother, we used to call her Big Mama. You know, Big Mama cooked. Their background coming out of Mississippi. My mother's and people's background is coming out of Louisiana. So I was always around some type of flavorful cooking. All the time, and I just got passionate about it, and I was always able to fall back on cooking. Some people use a lot of different things, therapy. Prayer is good, definitely all the time, but sometimes we got to have a little something more, you know, to do, and I've always been able to just, like, get to a good place and a good state of mind sometimes just to sit back, get on the grill, start cooking something, and put myself in a positive place, and also, you know, just to learn how to deal with all the negativity around you, you know, and to realize that negativity is needed. And I say that, and most people say, what? Negativity is that fuel that drives us in the positive direction. So we got to have it. That's that thing that reminds us that we can make it, that we can keep going, and we can keep on going after what it is we're going after. And with that being said, just cooking has always just been a passion of mine. It's not even work to me. I just love doing it, especially grilling.
So when did you make a decision that this gift that you had as far as cooking and being able to pay attention? So I know you had to pay attention in the family when they were cooking in the kitchen and maybe out on the grill. I'm sure you was that one probably looking at, okay, now they put that in there this way. Now I know that we can do it this way. And we can. So when did this innovativeness to be able to take that cooking from what you saw, trying it, to know it worked, into a business? How did all of that come to be?
Look here, now you gave me some flashbacks right there. I was that one. I used to get ran up out of there. I used to get ran up out the kitchen, ran away from the grill. Boy, gone somewhere. Because I wanted to see what was going on. And of course, I wanted to taste it too, smelling good and everything. But I would say around 20, well, first of all, actually in the mid to late 90s, me and my dad started doing some cooking. This was before I ever left Michigan. Me and my dad started cooking and, like, doing a little catering and stuff. So at that point, I kind of knew, you know what, I think I could do this for a living. But, of course, circumstances arise. Other times, you know, you have a loss in faith, you know. You start to do things and life starts to happen, and you're dealing with the journey, as we talked about earlier. You know, when you start to go through the journey and face the things you're facing, sometimes we stray so far away from the very thing we want to do or love to do. But in 2015, I knew, I said, you know what? This is what I've always wanted to do. My boys are growing up now. You know, my youngest will be 23, as a matter of fact. Lord have mercy. My youngest will be 23 in October. No, I just thought about that. But in 2015, he was the last one getting ready to, you know, getting old enough to get ready to leave home. I said, you know what? I'm going to pursue my dream. And I think I can do this for a living. So I set myself a goal. I sat down with my wife and I told my wife, I've always, you know, followed the barbecue circuit. And there's a pit master mm-hmm. out there by the name of Big Mo Kayson. Most people know him. Big mm-hmm. Mo Kayson is famous for what he do. I've always, you know, really looked up to that guy. He's always been an inspiration. So I told my wife in 2015, I said, you know what, baby? I said, I'm going to meet this guy. I'm going to meet him. I'm going to get the opportunity to work with him and learn from him. I said, and mm-hmm. then one day I'm going to actually cook against him because he's a competitive wow. cooker, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't mm-hmm. like a compete, like in a competitive, like a hating way. It was a, hey, mm-hmm. I look up to this guy. It would mean the world to me to be able to cook one day against him and go into this world of barbecue, this traveling mm-hmm. pitmaster. And all of that from 2015 to this present day has actually finally came into play. Everything
wow.
has manifested. And don't get me wrong, along with things manifesting, you always going to have some other stuff coming up with it. You know, I don't know anybody who's ever grown a garden that didn't have to pull some weeds, if you feel me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
some weeds going to come up
yeah.
with it. You're going to harvest, yes. You're gonna reap the harvest, but you're going to have to put in some work while you're along this journey of watching things begin to manifest. And this year, actually, 2021, was the first time I had the opportunity to cook against him in Memphis in May. And it was exciting, you know, that this was really the last thing I wanted to do, and that was
mm-hmm.
to start a business and
mm-hmm.
cook against the guy who I look up to more than anybody in
wow.
the barbecue circuit in the game. And all these mm-hmm. things have manifested now. At this point here, I can't do nothing but go up. Some people say the sky is the limit. I don't say that. I say the sky
mm-hmm.
is only the beginning.
Mhm. Well, you know what? That is exactly true, because God is up to something amazing. And, you know, I want to go back to also, of course, you know, you were on this Netflix series that talked about the great American, is it the American Barbecue Showdown?
American Barbecue Showdown.
Yahoo! And we were so excited. I remember my husband and I watching it all the way to the end. And you know what? I love barbecue. And I was telling him, I said, hey, and he's from St. Louis. Then come to find out our ties with Riverview. And then find out, oh, yeah, you know. And I just want to say what a privilege and an honor it is to serve God in such a way. Not only did he give you the gift to barbecue, he gave you the ability to be able to take that gift when you made a decision and said, listen, I'm going to go ahead and do this. And to be able to go through those ranks and do what you needed to do, that he would bring you to a place like now here's the thing. Sometimes when we're going after our dreams, like you said, there have been sacrifices, there have been things that you've had to go through. Can you share with the listening audience what has kept you so inspired in spite of what you've actually gone through? You know, I know it looks beautiful, everything is wonderful, but what kept you going when you felt like you could have literally given up? What made you hold on?
I will tell you this here. First and foremost, we have to always give that praise, like you said, to our infinite creator,
mm-hmm.
our creator. We have to. But
yeah.
I would say between God and my wife, that's
mm-hmm.
what has kept me going. That's been my
mm-hmm.
my motivation, my drive. I'll be honest with you. There was one point where I just had reached a low. I was like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I can't see where I'm going wrong at, and this stuff
mm-hmm.
is just not working out. Little,
mm-hmm.
little did I know, oh, it was working out. It just wasn't working out the way I thought it should work out, but it was working out, and I was ready to give up, and I remember my wife told me, she said, man, if you give up right now, she said, if you give up right now, she said, you're failing yourself and you're failing me. She said, because I've been right here with you all the way through everything you've ever gone through and supported you fully. He said, so if you stop now, you're failing yourself and me. You know, and I said, oh, no, I can't. Your wife tell you that. She can't stop.
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you what, that journey is real. I had a old church mother one time tell her. She said, baby, if you've been in a war, you're going to look like you've been through a war. You know, you look like you've been through a battle. You might go into that battle, you know, dressed a certain kind of way. You know, your uniform is sharp, and you got everything lined up, your boots are shiny. She said, but after that battle, when you get done and you've been through the trenches and in the dirt and the mud and the sweat and you've had to deal with some wounds, okay, and some injuries along the way, she said, when you get done, you're going to look like you've been through it. But once you, the key to it is to know that you went through it, you survived it, you came out on top. All the things that you faced prepared you for what was in front of you. I often tell people, the L's that I've taken, the L's that I've taken are not losses, they're lessons. They're lessons. We learn from the things we go through. And some folks, man, I took an L. I took an L in 2020. I took an L in life. I took an L. No, yeah, I did. I took some L's, some lessons. I took those lessons and applied them to my life to keep pushing forward.
And it's important because a lot of times people think that we just have to keep going, but we all go through those hardships. We go through those things, especially in a time when God wants to bless us. If you had known then all of those heartaches, all those problems would have led you to Netflix, would have led you to do what you love more than anything, even before Netflix, you probably would have said, oh, God, what are you doing? But because you did know, this is the greatest gift of God's anointing in his place and his plans for our life is that they come to pass. So it wasn't like you didn't start off believing that you were going to be all that you are now. It took time. It's just like a good stew. You don't throw the meat in there and just expect it to come out tender and mouth-watering, all the ingredients to meld together.
It's a process.
And so what am I saying? I'm thanking you for sharing that because a lot of times people see those things and they just want to get on board. Oh, you know, he's doing this and blah, blah, blah. But there was a cost to everything. And I'm so grateful that God has graciously brought you through it, your health, the things that you're going through. So it leads us up to this next question. Share with the listening audience where you are today. What's going on with you, your company, and where you're going to be? Talk to us about what St. Louis and those that are listening can be a part of with you.
Well, first of all, I'm happy to announce that in July, my mobile kitchen will be done by the end of June, and I will be up and running full time with Big J with a mobile kitchen instead of a brick and mortar. It's a lot less overhead. I get a chance to still travel and allow people to experience you know, that Big J Soul's experience of barbecue and cooking. But also, when it's time for me to go and travel, I can easily go without a problem. I can actually take my business with me. You know, I could take it with me and keep on working. So, yes, that will be open in July. I will be posting on social media, my different social media, Instagram, Facebook, even my website, where I'll be located. And also, my information will be out there if people want me to cater their events, whether it's church events, graduation, family reunions. I do have a couple of shows coming up. One is a guarantee, and one of them is a strong possibility. So keep your eyes open for that. And my rubs, some of my rubs will be out probably later than August. People have the opportunity to get some rubs and my recipes. I am going to share some of my secrets and recipes on my website and on Instagram and Facebook as well so that people can get a chance to, you know, try these different things out and try it for themselves and try some of the spices and rubs and blends that are put together. More than anything, I'm trying to get a program started. Charity is a very, very close to my heart thing when it comes to that. And one of the things I really love to give to, and I want to set up something that I can do annually, and that's a barbecue where we raise awareness to domestic violence. And that's one of the things I want to do, and I really want to promote that because once I get a chance, we go back to the drawing board because 2020 interrupted that with COVID-19 and everything. But we're going to come back to the, you know, table, and we're going to work out some things, and we're going to have an annual barbecue. And I want it to be so huge and big because I really want people to know what's going on, and I want people to be aware of domestic violence. There's a lot of people suffering in silence and a lot of people suffering and going through things that they don't have to go through. And a lot of times they feel they're alone and they're trapped. And usually the end is tragic or you just end up with a lot of scarred women and children who are mentally and physically just at their limit. And I want to bring awareness mm-hmm. to that and try to help all we can. So that'll be out there yeah. soon, too. People can give to those different charitable activities that are going on. But that's it. I'm excited about the journey. It's just more to come. You know, I want to talk about some of these shows that I can't yet, but real soon I will. So keep your eyes open for that.
Well, you know, we'll be looking for them, and I know that you'll have something great to offer to everyone that is interested in what you're doing. But listen, to that person that's sitting there, maybe they have a dream of being a great pit master, or maybe they're just having a dream that they want to go somewhere in life, and they may feel like it's just impossible. Would you encourage them on today and let them know how true and how real it can be for them?
Oh, yes, definitely. Anything that you want to do, that you really want to do, you can do it. You put your mind to it, your heart to it, trust and believe in God along the way that what is for you, and believe that. And then you and I spoke, and I say this to people all the time, at some point you have to graduate from faith to just fact. There's a point where you
yes.
believe, but then after a while you just know. It's no longer I believe that this is going to work. I know this is going to work because the path is already set before us. The way has already been made. A lot of times we just, life is waiting for us to catch up with what's for us. When we get done doubting and fear and all these different things that go through our minds and our hearts when we're going through these things, just know this. Get rid of fear, get rid of doubt, move all that stuff aside, get it in your mind what you want to do, and go after it with all you have. And no matter what you face along the way, just know that you are going to come to the end of your journey. You're going to succeed. You're going to make it. But you got to have that drive and determination that you're going to have to avoid the haters. And sometimes when you cannot avoid the haters, you're just going to have to let it roll off your back. Keep on pushing. Use negativity for fuel to drive you in the positive direction.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get that momentum going and get to the point to where you like, no matter what I deal with, I'm going to succeed. I'm going to make it. And the most important thing is, whatever it is that you're trying to do, surround
mm-hmm.
yourself with giants. If
Come
you
on.
Hear me, surround yourself with giants in that industry or in that whatever it is that you want to do, Pastor was saying, if it's a cook, if it's an entrepreneur, no matter what it is, a singer, no matter what it is you're doing, surround yourself with giants, people who are doing better and greater than you and who is accomplishing, because there is nothing and nobody mm-hmm. who ain't going nowhere can tell you about anything.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. They're going to keep you right where you're at. They'll keep you where they're at because they don't want to really see you grow. Some of the folks that are smiling in your face a lot of times are the ones that are holding you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, surround yourself around people who are positive, get you a good circle, and keep striving
mm-hmm.
after what you want until you succeed.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's some good stuff. I want you to share with the listening audience how they can contact you. I know you have a lot of great things coming up. Would you share your Facebook and all your social media with them that they can look you up, contact you for more information, and find out your scheduling? They may want to, after July, have a huge catering event. They need to get in contact with you. Would you share that information with the listening
yes.
audience?
You can find me on Facebook under my name, James L. Bowright Sr. My Instagram is Big J Souls Barbecue. I have a website, BigJSoulsBarbecue.com. All of my information will be on these different social media sites on how you can contact me, my email information. You can inbox me, direct message me. And we'll go from there. I will be posting the different events, like I said, that I'll have, and I'll be posting the locations where I'll be at, but also my information about catering and things of that nature, If you want to, you know, hire me to do whatever event you got going on, we do a lot. Not just barbecue. That's why Big J Soul's Barbecue More. We do barbecue, but we do so much more.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know that there's such a passion for what you do. I've always been told that when you cook in the kitchen, cook with love, because there's a difference when people eat your food. They can taste the love when it's prepared. So thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. And just know that we're rooting for you and we believe that. And know, not just believe, we know that God is blessing you and he's opening, and he's opening great doors.
Thank you for having me.
So no problem. And we're looking forward. We are looking forward to seeing all that God is going to do in and through your life. And God bless you to your wife and family. Listen, I just have one parting question before we end our interview, and that is, I'm sure when the family events come up, tell me, do they always want you to come with either barbecue or do something special? Do they designate you as a premier chef, or do you get a chance to get a voice?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, I'm always, always asked to do it. But it's not just that. My family cooks. So my brothers, like me and my brothers, I have two brothers. They're older than me. But when we come together and we cooking, of course, there's a lot of trash talking. And don't let my dad get in there. He'll tell you, I talk to everything, you know. You know, of course, you know. So we all get together. We do cook. But, yeah, I do come highly requested when we have family events. And my wife get designated to cook different sides and different things that she specialize in. I mean, sometimes we go and we want to just sit back and enjoy what people have, but we rarely get a chance to. They always want to, like, oh, no, you're going to cook. Don't sit down. Don't even sit down. Well, as a matter of fact, sometimes when we get there, they've even brought all the stuff.
Yeah, they're going to help you out. They want to make sure, because they're used to that certain type of cooking. Well, I thank you again for being on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. And we're looking forward to seeing just exactly what God is going to do in and through your life. And we're looking forward to just hearing the great things. So God bless you, and kingdom blessings to you and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. You be blessed as well.
Thank you. Well, listen, you have just heard from James Boatwright Sr., the traveling pitmaster, and we have him here right here in the St. Louis area. We're so excited about what the work he's doing, and then his charitable cause to help those in domestic violence. Listen, God is up to some amazing things, and he's going to do some great things for those that believe and know. He added another key component onto not just believing, but knowing. Well, listen, I want you to know, if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. If you just had a new baby, or you've graduated, or something wonderful and gracious has happened to you, we want to send our congratulations out to Miss Katrina and her husband. They've just gotten married in the Hinton family. I didn't look up the last name, but God bless you on your marriage. But praying that the Lord will continually be with you. To all that have graduated, we want you to know how wonderful and beautiful that is. We are standing with you, praying for your futures and all that God will use your gifts to do in this world. If you just had a new baby, we welcome those babies into the world with love and celebration as well. On the other end of the spectrum, perhaps things have not been so happy and rosy and all that good stuff for you. We want you to know that we're praying for you. We send our condolences out to the Johnson family, the family of Marvin Johnson. We want you to know that we are praying for you. This, my family, we thank God for the life of our cousin, but we're blessing God for the legacy left behind and our family. So please keep our families lifted up. If your family has lost a loved one, if someone is in the hospital, we want you to know that we are praying for you here at Just For You. We believe in the power of prayer. We don't believe in just praying. We believe God is able. And even in the event that something happens or occurs called death, we believe that if you are saved, you'll see your loved one again and that he is more than capable of doing exceeding abundantly above that which we could think or ask. We want you to also know there are some resources out there. If you are facing some things, as we all have during this pandemic, please, by all means, try two agencies that we know are gracious to be able to have resources to help, and that is Urban League St. Louis, and that is ulstl.org, or try United Way 211. We want you to know they're able to help you with those things you may need, such as food. They may have clothing, whatever it is you ask them. And if they don't have it, I'm sure they will have a resource for you. Please do not suffer in silence. There's so much going on, and sometimes it's a little too late to know anything after it's all done. So just know that God is with you, and he's able to do anything but fail. I want to also remind you, there is also an upcoming event. I want to send a shout out to Jana M. Gamble, who was so graciously who launched her Hollywood Prayer Network today for the St. Louis area. I was blessed to be one of the participants. I so love her so much, and I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for having us on today. We are praying for you and all that God is doing. Listen, if you are an artist, producer, and one that is of the arts and creativity, and you're looking for a space as a believer to continue to pray for your gift and your craft, please connect up with the Hollywood Prayer Network. You can find her under Jana M. Gamble, and then it's Purpose Productions. Look her up, and I'm sure she'll be able to answer any questions you may have. Last but not least, we do have an actual announcement for the St. Louis area that is very similar to what Ms. Gamble is doing. And on Friday, June 11th, 2021, there will be new music and film production studio. It's a grand opening for all you creatives out there listening. You are cordially invited to attend the We Are St. Louis. It's a grand opening of music and film production studio and podcast Central. It has three production companies collaborating, and that is with the Butler Group, Lowtown, and Windcrest Productions, and they're going to bring state-of-the-art music and the film studios to the Gateway City. So listen, Ms. Gamble talked about that today on the Hollywood Prayer Network in support of the Butler Group and those that are serving in this entity. That's one thing I want to say. When we're doing things in the city and this world, we need to collaborate and support one another, and we're thankful for this new entity for art and culture. It will be on Friday, June 11th at 2021 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 301 North Memorial Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63102. For more information, you can contact John Herget at 212-920-0303, or you can call the office at 314-475-5876, and someone will be glad to help you. If you'd like to give us your community announcement, please send that to me via Messenger on Facebook, LinkedIn. You can send it also to leadingright@gmail.com. We'll be happy to take those community announcements and share it with the community. Listen, last but not least, I want you to know that God is able, and he is gracious, and he is kind, and he is merciful, and he's everything you could ask for or need. Just know that he is with you and that he loves you. If you'd like to contact me personally, you can reach me at Michelle Y. Wright, or in fact, let me take the Y out for Facebook. That's Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, last name Wright, WRIGHT on Facebook and LinkedIn. Under Instagram is His Blessed Girl 7, and you can reach me there or by email, Leading Right, that's LEADING, Right, WRIGHT, at gmail.com. We send our love to our Elation family and to our founders and to you, the listening audience. Please meet us here again next Wednesday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. It's been a pleasure to serve you on this week, and we pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and to keep you. Let us pray out, and please know that we are praying for you here. Please continue to pray for me and my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. We are so appreciative of all of your congratulatories and your prayers and all of the things that you may send. We read those, we pray, and we thank you for those in advance. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask that you lead God and direct us. Thank you for all our ears have heard. And Lord, would you continue to be a way maker, open doors and close doors. Give us strength and give us peace. Give us power through your word, oh God. Help those that need help, and we all need help from you. I ask, oh God, that you will continue to be Jehovah Jireh, our provider, continue to be our healer. We ask that you will be all that we need. We call ourselves victorious today because you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we honor you. We praise you, and we petition you. So we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do. Please hear every unspoken request, those that may have been known or unknown. We ask that you have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins. And, Lord, we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Look down on those that have had broken hearts and mend the hearts, oh God. Look at those that are looking for employment. Lord, we pray for the United States of America. We pray for Israel. We pray for those countries around the world that are being persecuted for thy name's sake. We are praying, oh God, that you get all the glory out of all of our lives. Father, that our gifts will not lay dormant. We ask today that you stir up the gifts in all of those that are calling out for greater and more. But God, let us remember that it didn't come without you. We thank you for being creator, for being a father to us, God, to the fatherless, oh God. And thank you for just meeting every need. And Father, we just ask that your love circulate throughout this world in a time like now, that we make your way known, as it said in Psalm 67, that we be witnesses and examples of your goodness and your grace, and that we will glorify you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And until next time, may God continue to be with you, lead you, guide you, and cause his face to shine upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my God got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop with this master prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an L.A. Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I won Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking, no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing a heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Coast to coast, I rip the host to host. close. I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen, write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble was the time to let him put me on high. The power that is in me kept me sing like Wi-Fi. Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye. Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time, it'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane. Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel. But the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
First on the resurrection, stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection, no question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama, all glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.